And at that moment, you'll notice you're not as dead as you thought you were. And you'll realize there's nothing more effective for breaking you free than philosophy in action. And when your intent and your actions are in alignment, you can finally stop pointing fingers at everyone and everything else and harness the power within and commence your empowered life with a mindset that screams, I'm free.
Hi, this is Byron Katie.
Hi, this is Dr. John Gray, author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Hi, this is Greg Braden.
Hi, this is Joan Borisenko. I'm author of Your Soul's Compass.
Hi, this is Dan Millman, author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior.
Hi, this is James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy. You've tuned in to a radio show that can truly change your life. It's time to break free from the prison of your negative thoughts and release your greatest self. You're listening to Empowered Living with Steve Marabowie.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Marabowie. In the next hour, Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Marabowie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Marabowie. Of course, I'm honored to be the host of this show. Thank you all so much again for listening. Every single show that we have ever done is available at empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. And again, every single show is available 100% free. This show has really become a meeting place for today's great thinkers and communicators. And of course, we're joined for another guest today. I'm excited to have John English on. John English wrote a fantastic book called The Little Book on Relationship. And of course, John will be joining us in a second. Again, I want to say hello to the About It Today community. Please never, ever stop doing what you're doing. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. The power of one is vital. When embracing your spirituality, do not ever turn your back on your humanity. There are people out there that need you. John English is going to come on and we're going to talk about relationship and how important relationships are in our lives. There are people out there that need your love, your touch. So if you love them, tell them. If you're sorry, say it. Send out some text. Do it right now. Send out a text that says, I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm sorry. Thank you. Whatever you got to do, reach out and touch someone today. It is one of the most spiritual things you can do is embrace your humanity. Touch someone's life today. Cause a smile. Do something inspirational. Share knowledge. Share inspiration. Do something. Do something for someone else. Let's get to this show. You know, John English is an award-winning author of The Shift, An Awakening. He's a teacher, international speaker, visionary, entrepreneur, and shamanic healer who is deeply concerned with activating the power of the human spirit to dream a new positive future for humanity, individuality, and collectivity. John's sole purpose is to assist others in making a positive shift in their lives and to live in the power of their spirit. His new book, The Little Book on Relationship, offers tools and techniques to evolve your knowledge of self while recognizing your connection to all that is through every encounter in your life. We learn from this book how to have a conscious relationship where we realize that relationship is what life is all about. Excited to have John on. John English, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's such a joy to be with you today.
Great to have you on. So the little book on relationship, we talk about relationship a whole lot on this show lately, it seems. And what inspired you to write this book?
What inspired me to write this book is that I've been studying how energy moves in relationships for over 20 years. And I actually got started by, you know, working on my own spiritual path and noticing that whenever I would have challenges in my life, if I reached out and talked to someone else about them, the energy of them, the feelings and everything that I had, the emotions would seem to dissipate, and then I would be able to see more clearly. And from there, I just kept building on that foundation and learned, as you mentioned in the introduction, that I learned that relationships are really about what life is, just one huge, vast system of relationships. And they're really about getting to know ourselves intimately and how we see ourselves and how we see our world. And what I found is that by consciously working with a relationship, and I like to tell the audience right off the bat that this is about working with all relationships, all different kinds of relationships that we have. By getting to know ourselves intimately, we can heal, and then when we do, we attract a different level of experience in our lives.
You know, and it's so true. What I like that you write about is having this conscious relationship. A lot of us, John, just kind of go through the motions, or we get stuck in old rules about what relationships should be, and we kind of stay away from actual conscious relationships.
We really do. I'm an alternative healer. I'm a shaman healer, and I've been doing that now for about 8 years. And it's amazing to me that these people who have been working on themselves, working on their what is commonly referred to as their spiritual path in life, still have a lot of issues in relationships. And you're right. We go back to our old programming, and we forget that if I have a problem with you, I am the problem. I'm the problem, and I need to look within myself and find out what's going on with me. People seem to do that more naturally, people who are working consciously in life, about the experiences they attract in and about creating and things like this, but they don't necessarily always do it about relationship, and that's why I decided to write the little book on relationship.
And it makes so much sense, because when you're consciously involved in a relationship, you can watch as that person changes, or watch as the dynamic of the relationship changes, and not be so stuck on the rules and dogmatic rules of relationship, but instead be engaged in conscious conversation and conscious involvement with that specific person, and watch them grow and participate in that growth.
Exactly, and support them in changing. So often what happens in relationships, friendships, significant others, we get threatened, again, due to our programming and our fear. We get threatened when the other person changes and they're not the same person that we first got in the relationship with. And that's just a part of life. It's a part of the evolution itself, you know, the evolution of even awareness itself, that change is always taking place. And, you know, Steve, when we participate with change consciously, it's much smoother, and there might be pain, but there's not a lot of suffering. And we can do that in our relationships as well.
Is this something that that you recognize in your shamanic? I want to talk about your shamanic the shamanic aspect of your life right now. Because something I find interesting is being someone who's able to have that kind of feeling and that kind of connection with people. Is relationship more vital to our overall well-being than we think?
Oh, I really feel so. As you know, in the book, I lay out a process of, you know, working consciously with relationships. And the first part of the process is to reach out. And what I found out is if I reach out about something that's going on with me, I can dissipate the energy within my luminous energy field, is what we call it, the luminous energy field. I can dissipate the energy, of my current challenge, and then I'm able to perceive differently. But while that energy is in my field, I can't perceive differently. I'm still stuck in my old view of the world. And one thing that evolving is all about is about consistently getting a bigger and bigger view of the world until we don't need one anymore. And then I go into how to work with mirrors and how to navigate the unknown. It's so funny to me that when we have a problem in our lives, we have a challenge. So often we pass right by the solution to the challenge because we think we know the answer. If we have a challenge in our lives, by the very nature that it's still in our lives, the solution is unknown. And one way to find answers very quickly is to work consciously with our relationships.
Huh. It's fascinating to me because you're going into places that I'm not familiar with. What is mirror work?
Mirror work is when, the way that most people talk about it, there's different sayings, like if you spot it, you got it. So what you see in other people that is both their greatness and their, what would, just for the sake of using a term, their negative side, if there's a charge, an emotional charge surrounding their greatness, or there's an emotional charge surrounding, let's say, their anger, then that means that it exists within you. I'm sure we've all experienced someone getting really angry at us, and it doesn't even bother us. It doesn't even bother us because it's not hitting anything within us.
Right.
But when that other person is angry and we take offense by that, then that means that there's anger that lives within us that's hidden. Mirrors are a way to work with your shadow, and they're a part of the universal law, to bring in the shamanic side. They're a part of the greater universal law, that is the universal law of light and reflection, in that everything is involved in absorbing and reflecting light. And mirrors are reflecting light. The person is actually reflecting the light of your consciousness back to you, so that you'll realize that you have anger within you, or that you have greatness within you.
John, what misconception do most people have about relationships?
The biggest misconception that people, that I find that people have relationships about, is has to do with their perception. Maybe I shouldn't say very few, but people are just becoming aware now of the power inherent within perception, and that perception is synonymous with power, and that the key to any relationship is the ability to have a fluid perception, the ability to change your perception. And the most common misconception has to do with perceptions that one person has about the other person. We have to bring in the shamanic again, we have a phrase that we use all the time, and that is, no thing is as it appears to be. So that's the most common misconception about relationships, is we have a perception based on my relationship with Steve, and then Steve has a perception based on his relationship with me, and then pretty soon the energy begins to move back and forth. And then if there's things that are within us that need to be healed, because it's all about healing as well, if there's things within us, our past, our programming, wounding, that need to be healed, that perception can start to trigger. The perception coming from me can trigger those things within you, and then the perception coming from you can trigger those things within me. And then what a conscious person does is knows that it's not about Steve, and Steve knows it's not about John, that there's something within them that needs to be released, that needs to be healed.
So if you're having some sort of relationship issue, be it an intimate one or a friendly one or a business relationship issue, it really doesn't, you don't really need to focus on them. You really have to turn within?
Yes. It's all it's an inside job. It's an inside job. And by working our relationship with all the people in our lives, which is a part of our greater relationship with life in its entirety, by working with those relationships consciously, we can find out what's going on inside of us. And then when we change those things, we don't need to draw those experiences out of those other people. One way that I commonly refer to this, Steve, is a relationship with three people. So let's say it's Steve, John, and Mary. And Mary and John have a relationship, and Steve and John have a relationship. Well, Mary and John are having some issues going on. And John goes to Steve and talks to Steve about Mary's behavior. And Steve says, huh? I don't know what you're talking about. She never does that when she's around me. And Mary goes to Steve and says, you know, I just don't know what's up with John. Every time that I say this or talk about this, this happens. There's this reaction. In other words, John and Mary are reacting and not acting. And you say, well, John never does that around me. I don't understand. And the reason is because Steve doesn't need that experience from Mary and from John. Steve doesn't have those same energies within his luminous energy field. And when John and Mary get together, those energies within their field begin to vibrate and manifest the behavior that they're about.
So it's you write in the book, energy is the foundation of all reality. You're not kidding.
No.
Can you elaborate that in a little bit?
It is. I thank the One Spirit for nine years ago now, meeting a shaman. And he was the one who began to teach me, and he taught me about energy being the foundation of all reality. And, you know, science, what's fascinating to me, Steve, is that indigenous cultures, medicine people, mystics, saints, shamans have known this for eons, that everything is energy, because some of them can see with their third eye. But science has confirmed that, in the last 100, 150 years, that the table that I'm looking at is actually energy. It's just in a dense form that is some kind of matter. And the couch and my physical body are all energy. If you zoom in with one of those super high-powered microscopes, you're going to see a bunch of atoms. And what we find in the medicine way and what we work with is that, you know, let's say we have an emotional issue from age 12 that had to do with an interaction with a sibling. And then we have our first love at 17 that didn't work out too well. And those create, like, scars or wounds within us. Well, that wound, those emotional issues exist as an energy. And life comes along and pushes that button, and then we get that behavior, or we get that experience, or we get that feeling, or we get that emotion. And it's the same thing for any physical issue that a person has. The first thing that the medicine person or shaman does is try to find out what is the energy field that is causing it. Can we transform it? Can we remove it? And then the other thing that the shaman or medicine person or healer does is focus on changing the actual physical energy within the wound or within whatever the ailment is physically. And since energy actually informs matter, then we get a shift in our physical world a lot faster.
It's all fascinating. I'm leaning towards this shamanic stuff, John, because I hear it all the time and rarely talk to anyone that I feel is a good source. So if you don't mind me talking,
I'd love to talk about it a little bit.
Folks, we're having a great conversation with John English. He's the internationally best-selling author of his new book, The Little Book on Relationship: How to Guide Your Life with Meaning, Purpose, and Power. A couple websites you could visit. There's MyDreamTimeLLC.com. or NoSpiritLeftBehind.com. If you're listening through our site, just click on John's name. It'll take you right to his website. It won't affect the show at all, so feel free to click on it and check out John's site. It's a fantastic site. Again, we're speaking with John English, author of The Little Book on Relationship. John, tell me about this shamanic power. This is something that's been coming up in my life a lot in conversation. What exactly is a shaman, and how does one learn? How did you learn to become one?
The shaman in the tradition that I was initiated into is commonly referred to as a servant, one who is a servant to the community, a servant to him or herself, a servant to the people, a servant to the community, and a servant to the planet. And what the shaman really does is dedicate their life to becoming as clear of a vessel as possible, so that the universal life force energy or the intent of the one spirit can flow through that person and help him or herself. We always have to remember ourselves, because we can't help our world if we can't help ourselves. And then also their clients, family, friends, and, you know, and eventually and ultimately the planet, to help raise the vibration of the planet. And shamans have been around. They're in every culture. They've been around for a long, long time. But in a nutshell, what they really, really do is change energy. They change energy. And whether they use some ancient ritual, some type of ceremony, or just their fingers with their hands, what they're doing is they're manipulating energy so that there can be a change in our physical world. And the way that I got introduced into it is I was with a friend of mine 10 years ago, and we sat out on the back porch of my home here in Phoenix, and we decided to see if we could live a life free of fear. And 2 weeks later, I met a shaman, and he was a person like me. He wasn't an indigenous man. He wasn't native. He was a person like me, a white guy. And there was something about him, Steve. And the first time I met him, I could hear this vibration, excuse me, and it was like, and I said, "What was that? And how can I get me some?" And yeah, and I was just so attracted to him. And the interesting thing about that relationship, to tie it back into relationships, is I got started in that relationship by seeing if I could help him, because he had just moved here. Like I had a couple of years, 4 or 5 years earlier, he had moved his business here like I had done, and I knew what that was like. And so, you know, I sought a friendship with him to be of service to him, and he ended up teaching me for about 8 months, and then I went off to study with Alberto Villaldo of the Four Winds Society. They identified right away that I needed to go into healing due to a vision that I had the very first night that I was there with the ceremony, which became the award-winning book, The Shift and Awakening. And then it just kind of took off from there, and I met my mentor, who mentored me for 6 years, who just recently passed away this summer. And I was just, that's how, kind of how my training went. But my training is on the, what we call the shaman's playground in the north direction of the medicine wheel, which is the physical plane. And now I spend my time doing client work, speaking with people like yourself, and writing. And also I have a whole school set up at my Dreamtime LLC to train people in the shamanic path.
Do we all have this divine spark or this common spark within?
What I've found, Steve, is that we all have the divine spark. We all have it. At varying degrees, it could be a roaring flame or it could be just a little spark. But we all have that divine spark, and we are truly all magical, what I would like to refer to, it's a Toltec phrase, magical beings of the universe. However, we've forgotten that. And, you know, the shaman's path, the medicine path, is one way to remember that. There's many, many different ways to remember that. What I found out in training a lot of shamans and training a lot of what we also refer to as luminous warriors, which is the one who wages peace and learns how to navigate this world with power, purpose, and meaning, like I put in the subtitle of my book, what I found is that we all kind of have a separate, kind of a different destiny to fulfill. We all definitely have a different fate, and then after that, we all have a different destiny to fulfill that is essential for the evolution of humanity, the evolution of this planet. And within the medicine path, the person, because they shed their past and their programming first, and then they embrace their shadow and know themselves so intimately, and then they get initiated in the north into a lineage because of in the energetic rites of transmission that they receive in each of those directions, they become a clear vessel. And when they become a clear vessel, they get on with living the life that they came here to live. And once they clean that up, then they begin to embark on their destiny path. All of it done in a way that's conscious as much as possible and in being very clear.
Folks, we're having a great conversation with John English Yeezy, internationally best-selling author of The Little Book on Relationship, How to Guide Your Life with Meaning, and Meaning, Purpose, and Power. Make sure you check out his website, MyDreamTimeLLC.com or NoSpiritLeftBehind.com. If you're listening through our site, just click on his name. It'll take you right there. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. We'll be right back.
A renowned speaker, author, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli has risen to international prominence by delivering highly penetrating speeches and effective programs that have helped propel corporations, executives, professionals, and organizations to great levels of success and excellence. Packed with timeless wisdom and effective strategies, Steve's speeches and coaching programs have been featured in Fortune Magazine, Reader's Digest, New York Times, LA Times, and Psychology Today. Steve Maraboli has been considered the secret weapon behind many great success stories. Now it's your turn. Visit SteveMaraboli.com. Align with success and excellence today. SteveMaraboli.com.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Farad, recording artist, actors, and athlete against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
How I long to hear you sing beneath the clear blue sky.
Hi, this is Steve Maraboli. Do you need a little motivation, a little inspiration? I'd like to share with you my favorite website, MotivateUs.com. I've been visiting the site for many years whenever I need a motivational or inspirational pick-me-up. MotivateUs.com is packed with thousands of positive quotes, stories, and poems. For over 10 years, Marlene Blasek has been regularly updating the site with submissions from listeners just like you. Visitors are invited to share their best thoughts and stories to help encourage others. Why not visit the site and see for yourself? That's MotivateUs.com. And tell Marlene Steve sent you.
I'm Sarah Evans with a message from the American Red Cross. Did you know that the Red Cross provides service to members of the military, veterans, and their families? From communicating emergency messages in times of crisis to outreach to the National Guard and Reserve, to veterans assistance and military hospital visits. The Red Cross is there for men and women in the armed forces across the country and around the world. Visit www.redcross.org or contact your local American Red Cross chapter.
Ready to participate in an effective advertising campaign? Internet radio continues to gain popularity as its audience has grown larger than many terrestrial radio programs. It's the perfect platform to reach your target audience. Empowered Living with Steve Maraboli is heard live by thousands of people all across the nation and downloaded on iTunes by thousands more. If you would like to support this program and advertise to our large national audience, please call A Better Today at 800-445-0921. That's 800-445-0921.
This is Dominique Reese, author of The Four Agreements, speaking for Empowered Living with Steve Maraboli.
Welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. For more information about A Better Today, our speeches, our programs, our seminars, make sure you check out abettertoday.com or stevemaraboli.com. And for every show we have ever done available 100% free, this show has really become a meeting place for today's great thinkers and communicators. Make sure you check out empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. We are having a great conversation with internationally best-selling author John English. He is the author of The Little Book on Relationship, How to Guide Your Life with Meaning, Purpose, and Power. The Little Book on Relationship offers tools and techniques to evolve your knowledge of self while recognizing your connection to all that is through every encounter in your life. We learn from this book how to have a conscious relationship where we realize that relationship is what life is all about. Of course, John is the award-winning author of The Shift and, of course, his new book, The Little Book on Relationship. Feedback today, AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. Let's go with Christian. Christian's writing us from San Antonio, Texas. He writes, Steve, excellent guest today. Big fan of the show. Can you please ask John how we can better ourselves so we can be stronger in relationships, but still at the same time find forgiveness for those who have wronged us in the same relationship?
That is one of the more challenging things in being in a relationship. And what I would do is every day I would work on that at least three times a day, morning, noon, and night. I would give myself permission to forgive that person and say that I forgive them. And I would do that, like I said, three times a day. And then I would pay attention to my thoughts, to my feelings, and my emotions. And when I was interacting with them, I would do that as well. And one of the things that we learn to do in working with energy is we learn to effectively deal with feeling. And we know that feeling is the expression of our intuition, and it is the expression of irrational knowledge. So when we have a feeling, we just allow that feeling to be, and we explore it, and then we allow it to inform our mind instead of using our mind to search that feeling. Because when the mind tries to search a feeling, which is unknown information, it's the expression of irrational knowledge, the mind will either get stuck in a big gooey mess, or it will interpret it based on something that is known. So if this person is still struggling with forgiveness and still struggling trying to forgive this person, then the solution to having that forgiveness is unknown. Something else is going on here. Something else is being triggered within him or her, it was Chris, right? Within him or her,
right,
about this issue. So I think if a person works on forgiveness for long enough, they should be able to forgive and move on. If it's still going on, it's not what it appears to be, and the tools that are in there in the book about reaching out first to someone else. Tell them, someone, a third party who's uninvolved, someone that you trust, will tell you what they perceive, and reach out to them and tell them the whole story. And as you're doing that, you will be releasing the energy from your field and it will inform your intuition and the other person's intuition. And then have a dialogue about it and ask questions of what could this really be about? But instead of answering the question right away with a snap answer, just let that question be and hold it and see what answers come. Because, like I said, it's unknown. And then watch the mirror, the mirrors of other people in your life, the mirror that is this other person, actually, and also the mirror that is your relationship at large. And what is it showing to you? What is this person showing to you? What are the mirrors in your life showing to you? And pay attention to those and notice when you have an emotional charge, because that's when things are triggered within you. And the process, I call it, huh. And what I do is when something is triggered within me, I say, huh, I wonder what that could be. And when I do that, it allows my intuition to kick in. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to ask you is feedback that we're getting a lot of different people asking some variation of this question. Is it ever that relationships are simply broken?
It can be that, and I don't know if I would refer to as broken, but that's a word that works for a lot of people. What I would say is that it's time to move on. The reason that you and this other person have come together was for your own development, for both of you to realize, like I said earlier, that you are magical beings of the universe. And when the two of you are done, you are done. And it's time to either for that relationship to die and be transformed, which is a shamanic term, or it's time to move on to a different kind of relationship. So what often happens is people just hang on to what you referred to as a broken relationship, and it's been over. It's already done. The relationship is over. Its purpose is no longer here because both of you have fulfilled it. And we do that because we're fearful and we're scared and we're afraid of change.
And so you get to a point where the two people no longer serving each other, you're just hanging on for, like you said, maybe for fear and fear of change or whatever. But it gets to that point a lot of times, John, where when you're no longer serving each other, you're kind of doing the opposite. You end up poisoning each other or stunting growth.
Devolving, yes, exactly. And in the shamanic, to bring it back to the shamanic, we learn to work with the force that is death. Because every lineage, every spiritual tradition have in common is that death is a transformation, physical death. Well, death shows up in our lives. It shows up, and when we get clear and we learn to pay attention, we can identify its energy. And death of a relationship, death of a job, death of something else. And when it shows up, the medicine person, the luminous warrior, begins to work with it consciously. They handle it impeccably, but they work with it consciously. They know that this is going to die. And I can hold on with every bit of energy I have, or I can work with this consciously and actually grow from it. And there will be a transformation that will come for me and for the other person. And sometimes the relationship gets born into a whole new level, and oftentimes it ends. It ends. But if it ends consciously and it ends moving into transformation, then we have a completely different experience.
What about, John, the relationship people have with things that are bad for them? For instance, you know drinking or drugs is bad for you, but you love it, you can't say goodbye. Or you know a particular person that you may be involved with, either in an intimate relationship or business or just personal relationship, that you know is bad for you, but you can't say goodbye. Is that really not about the drugs or the alcohol or the person? Is it really about the relationship within yourself?
It really is about the relationship within yourself. Now, drugs and alcohol are tricky because if we're talking about alcoholism or we're talking about addiction, then that exists on many, many different levels. The person has a relationship with it spiritually. The person has a relationship with it emotionally, physically, and mentally. And it needs to be unwound on all those areas. And the reason that a person doesn't change from that path or finds it so hard is because they haven't manifested enough crisis, a moment of crisis where there's no way going back and it looks like there's no way forward. And when that happens, then there's a chance for that kind of person to recover. As far as other things that we do that are bad for us, we haven't found what we refer to as the gift of power from them. And if we have a pattern in our life, I work on people's patterns every week, week in, week out, And almost without an exception, every one of those patterns leads to something good. It might be a feeling, it could be anything in their lives, but it leads to a good place. So when they sense that they're not going to have it, that they're not going to have, let's say it's the feeling of love. When they sense that they're not going to have that feeling and they need it, they subconsciously, unconsciously launch into that pattern of behavior again, which could be destructive, to get back to that place of feeling love. And so what we do is we remove the energy from them in the healing work and then give them a new map for just being in love instead of having to go through all of this to get there.
So Gary Chapman says we have 5 love languages, right? So whatever someone's love language might be, we might manipulate a situation or create a drama in order for that love tank to be filled?
Yes. Instead of realizing we are the love, the tank, and everything else all at once.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, John. You should write a book, buddy. We're speaking with internationally best-selling author John English. His new book, The Little Book on Relationship, How to Guide Your Life with Meaning, Purpose, and Power. Folks, I don't feel like taking another break, so just make sure you check out our websites, thebettertoday.com, stevemaraboli.com, and empoweredlivingradio.com. If you missed in the first hour, we had a great conversation with Mitch Albom. Of course, he's the best-selling author of Tuesdays with Maury, 5 People You Meet in Heaven, and his new book is Have a Little Faith, A True Story. If you missed that, empoweredlivingradio.com, we'll have that in the archive, as well as this show in the archive later this afternoon. And make sure you check out John English's website. He has 2 of them, mydreamtimellc.com. That's mydreamtimellc.com. Or you can check out nospiritleftbehind.com, nospiritleftbehind.com. If you're listening through our site, just click on his name. It'll take you right there. It won't affect the show at all. So make sure you check it out. Feedback, you can feedback through our site, or you can feedback through AOL, Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. Let's go with Teresa. Teresa's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Teresa writes, Steve, excellent show today. I could hear John talk about relationship forever. Please ask, as a shamanic healer, what space does healing have in the expansion of your ability to have a good relationship?
Well, healing has really, as far as the expansion of a relationship and manifesting, you know, or creating the things that we want in a relationship, it has everything to do with it. Because, as I mentioned in the book, the universal law of attraction is always at work. So if I have within myself these unhealed things, that energy exists within me. And that energy is attracting like energies to me. So what the universal law of attraction really says is that like frequencies attract one another. So if I have these issues within me, then I'm going to attract a person who has those energies within them as well. So if I heal myself, I remove that energy. And then I attract someone who resonates with me. So it's really, really an important part of the process. And what's meant by that, there's a phrase we have, Steve, that is, when we heal ourselves, we heal our world. And the way that we do that is we remove that energy from within us, and then we don't need to call forth to extract those experiences from other people to become aware.
So when we're creating, even the law of attraction, people talk about this all the time, even in your own life, you're attracting what you're being, what you're living?
Yes.
As far as personal relationship goes?
Oh, yeah. And that's when I went back to the story of the 3 people and how they have a different experience of one another.
Huh.
And that's due to the energy they have within themselves.
So really, it's a lot of times your relationship issues may just be a gut check in your own life. Kind of find out where you are, and maybe you are sitting in a relationship, a personal or business relationship, that has served its purpose. Maybe it is time to move on. Maybe it's time to take what you need or what you were supposed to get from that relationship and move on. Or maybe it's a time to look at yourself and see where maybe you're being poisoned to the relationship. It really is about looking at yourself.
It really is. It's about looking at yourself. And the one thing is, what I really hope people will come away from with this book and that they will feel is that they can change. And that if they're really dedicated to it and they're willing to do the work, which is easier than going through the alternative, that they can change anything they want in their lives, anything. And as we do that, like we've hit home on so many times before, then we attract a different experience. So the people that I attract into my life are much different than the people that I attracted 2 years ago, and 2 years before that, and 10 years ago, and on down the line.
So you're not really stuck in any relationship.
No, you're not. You're not.
Hmm. Powerful, you're powerful not. Stuff. Let's keep going with some feedback. So much feedback. Feedback to empoweredlivingradio.com or AOL Instant Messenger screen name is ABT Radio Show. Let's go with Tom. Tom is in Evansville, Indiana. He writes, Steve, excellent show. I'm curious with John. I loved his previous book, The Shift. Curious if he's going back that route anytime soon, if he's going to be talking about the change in dynamics in life and energy, etc.
I am contemplating going back that route. The little book series is just going to be a series of little books all on what's going on with humanity right now and how to work with the energetic forces that are impacting all of us. We are all changing so rapidly. It's very exciting. And so I'm going to write a series of little books, and then we'll see if I feel that I'm going to start another fiction series, but I'm just kind of chewing on it and cooking on it now, so I don't want to talk too much about it. But I would like to let Tom know that I started writing poetry as well.
Hey, congrats on that. John, when are you at your best? When you're writing, when you're thinking, when you're tired, when you're jogging, when are you at your best?
When I write my best is, for me, it's periods. I always write articles for magazines, and I write an article. We have a newsletter at Dreamtime LLC if people are interested in receiving it. I always write for that. But there's periods of no writing in between other than my articles and such, and then I get inspired. And then when I get inspired, I begin writing I write an outline now, and then I begin writing whatever the book is. And once the book gets to a certain point, it takes on a life of its own. And then it becomes, it moves up, 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 up the priority list until it is as far as work is concerned, probably the top priority, or second behind healing and teaching. And it really becomes consuming, and I keep at it and keep at it and keep at it, and I go faster and faster and faster until it's all done. And then we go into the editing process, and then there's a period in between while I wait for the inspiration on the next book.
We got instant feedback from Savannah. Savannah, of course, feedbacking from our new template on empoweredlivingradio.com. Savannah is in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Savannah asks, Steve, I love John English's work. Please ask him about the role of Christ consciousness, and thank you in advance.
Christ consciousness is, I equate, Christ, there is the Father, to put it in those terms, the Father, there is the Mother, and the Father being everything spirit, and the Mother being everything physical. So the natives would say, as above, so below. Christ consciousness is the awareness of both. The awareness of both. And Christ consciousness, I equate to our true identity. I believe that we are all the Christ, we just don't know it. And we forget due to the eclipse in consciousness that happens at birth. And even though I'm a shaman and I've been trained in many different traditions, I always refer to whenever I'm working with any type of energy that it must be of true Christ consciousness, which means true light. And the Christ consciousness is the light of awareness itself.
Huh. So the natives would say, as above, so below, is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's similar to the Jesus on earth as is in heaven. That's really powerful.
Yeah, and the Christ consciousness is the awareness of both. So that's what makes us aware of both the above and the below.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because we talk about that in this show and how true change happens when your intent and your actions are in alignment, you know.
Yes.
And it's when your intent and your actions are in alignment that you're actually talking, that you're speaking directly to God. And it's funny because it's so true. When you can align those two as above and below, intent, action, on earth as in heaven, it's really when you can make things happen and connect with that divine spark.
Yes. Yep. We are the we are the divine spark that makes it all happen when we align intent and action. And you know, the universe is always paying attention and always striving to give us what we want. And so often, as I'm sure you've discussed with your listeners at different times, is we don't take the action. We have the intent, but we don't take the action. We take the action, and we don't have the intent. But when we line up those two, we have creation.
Okay, let's go with Paul. Paul's writing us from Chicago, Illinois. Steve, excellent guest today. Can we create a shift in energy as a mass people, or does it have to be done individually? Can we inspire masses to shift energy, for instance, shifting towards a more positive 2012, etc.?
It has to be both done individually and collectively. We tend to underestimate our impact as individuals on the greater whole. And as I mentioned, let's say that you are a clear person, a fairly clear person, and you are the kind of person that jumps at the opportunity to work on yourself if you find one little thing about yourself. Well, what is going on there in your life with every relationship that you have is that you are not drawing out of people negative behavior. When you're not drawing that negative behavior out of them because you don't need that to learn anymore, then they are not creating that karma. And there's less negativity in this world, and that goes out like ripples on a pond. So every individual effort and act that we do make really does make a big difference. And then to work on the collective, what we can do is empower those little acts and visualize and imagine and dream about millions and billions of people doing the same thing. Because what I found in my shamanic path is that we all have the right to hold a dream, a vision for humanity, a dream and a vision for the healing of the Earth Mother. And we have the right to move as much power and energy towards that dream as we can. And we can do that without interfering with free will, because we are all planetary citizens. We are all citizens of humanity.
I love it. Love it. Powerful stuff, folks. We're speaking with John English. He's the best-selling author of The Shift and his new book, The Little Book on Relationship, How to Guide Your Life with Meaning, Purpose, and Power. Make sure you check out his website, MyDreamTimeLLC.com. That's MyDreamTimeLLC.com. And also you can check out NoSpiritLeftBehind.com. NoSpiritLeftBehind.com. Let's keep going with some feedback. Feedback today, well, it's the messenger, the screen name is ABT Radio Show. Let's go with Michael. Michael's in Sacramento, California. Right, Steve, fascinating guest today. I'm curious as far as energy, where it goes. Does he believe in a negative energy? In other words, I hear God mentioned often on this show, but never a devil. I would love to hear a shaman's point of view on negative energy, bad entities, and poisonous spirits. Thank you in advance.
Interesting question.
Yeah, that is a good one.
There is a duality within creation. And we experience this here as the good and bad, day and night, the male, the female, the unknown and the known. And within that duality, there has been an evolution on both the dark and the light. And one of the services or work that the shaman does is work to remove those forces from their clients, from their community if they have permission, and from the planet if they have permission, because we must never interfere with free will. Whether I believe in an independent evil principle in this universe or not is really, really not important. What is important is that there are energies and even entities and things like that that challenge humanity. And what I found is, all the way back to relationship and it being an inside job, those energies are referred to in the Toltec phrase, in the Toltec tradition, as sharpshooters of the universe. So if those energies bother a client or they bother John, then John and or the client, they have some work to do. And once I find out what's going on inside of me and I clear that weakness within my luminous energy field, then that energy cannot exploit it any longer. So the one way that I turn that whole situation on its head is I use it for my advantage, and that those energies actually do me a favor. I might not like the way they affect me at the time. It might cause physical pain and many other problems, but eventually I will find out what was weak within me and get rid of it. Now, to address the independent evil principle, there have been billions of people on the planet believing that for a long time. And their thoughts, even though they're negative, are just as creative as anybody else's thoughts. And any time that you get a billion or so people believing in a certain direction, their beliefs, their intent, and everything else is going to create that energy. Right? All thoughts are creative. So whatever came first, the chicken or the egg, John doesn't care. John knows how to deal with the chicken, and John knows how to deal with the egg. And then let's move on down the road and realize who we really are.
In doing this, and I can't believe that our interview's time's almost up, but in doing all this work, in the mirror work and reflecting on your own self, you're really not only talking about relationship, John, but this is a great book on personal empowerment and living authenticity.
Well, thank you, Steve. Then I fulfilled my intention, because that's what I really wanted to do. That's what I really wanted to do with this book.
This is good for anybody, you know, sitting in their car or in their cubicle right now who are unhappy with where they're at. This is a book on relationship with yourself. And when you can heal that, when you can empower that, when you can shed light on that and make that authentic, you're friggin' unstoppable.
You're the magical being of the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely love it. So what's next on the agenda for you? You're going to continue on your poetry? Are you doing a speaking circuit with this?
I did a speaking circuit this summer, and I have my school here in Sedona, Arizona. I live in Phoenix, and I continue to travel and offer numerous one-day seminars across the country. So if people are interested in having me come to their city to teach, they can contact us through our website. And I do quite a bit of travel. Now my travel is mostly geared towards the one-day seminars. I think we offer about 10 or 12 different one-day seminars in addition to our medicine wheel programs and things. And I'm getting ready to move on to the next little book.
Oh, fantastic. And speaking of Phoenix and that area, special shout-out to the Changing Hands bookstore in Tempe.
Yeah.
who have some fantastic stuff. Folks, if you're in the Phoenix area, get John in the Changing Hands bookstore. They have some great author days and author speaking engagements there. You know, is someone who is, John, someone who is sitting in their cubicle or in their car right now who wants something different, and a lot of people are feedbacking about how to actually have an honest look at yourself. Like, is there a key to having that honest and honest little gut check within and look at the ugly and the pretty?
There really is. And if I could, Steve, I'd just like to read the last paragraph of my book.
Great.
Because it embodies what I have a phrase that I say: be ruthlessly honest with yourself, but at the same time, be gentle with yourself. And this is how I explain it in a dream. May you realize that life is a feeling and that you're an expression of divinity. May you realize that you, personally, are a great gift to this world. My dream for you is for you to know without a doubt that none of this would be the same without you. So remember that. Remember that above all else, and work consciously with what comes your way. Be ruthlessly honest with yourself, but at the same time, gentle with yourself. After all, we are all human beings. Even the master was human. Jesus wept. He got mad and chased the money changers out of the temple. And we forget that when we get caught up in our cubicle or in our own stuff. Remember who you truly are, and everything else will take care of itself.
Powerful, powerful stuff. Folks, you want to talk about having a great day today. I talked to two amazing people. First hour, we spoke with Mitch Albom. He's internationally best-selling author of Tuesdays with Maury, The Five People You Meet in Heaven, and his new book, Have a Little Faith, second hour. I got to talk with another internationally best-selling author, John English. He's the author of The Shift, and, of course, he's talking about his new book, The Little Book on Relationships, How to Guide Your Life with Meaning, Purpose, and Power. Make sure you check out John's website, MyDreamTimeLLC.com or NoSpiritLeftBehind.com. Just click on his name if you're listening through our show. John, I want to thank you for two fantastic pieces, and I wish you continued success and health so we can get some more good stuff from you. And I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your wisdom with our listeners.
Well, Steve, it was my pleasure, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank all the listeners for participating in the program. It was really a lot of fun.
And that hour went by so fast.
It really did.
it really does. Sometimes, you know, that's Einstein's theory of relativity, right? I mean,
yeah. You
could be sitting at the DMV for an hour, and it seems like 6 days, and having a good conversation, the hour seems to go by so quick. I didn't even take a second commercial break. It would have even seemed shorter. But I really appreciate it, John. You write some good stuff in this. And this book, it says the little book on relationship, but it's so much deeper than that, folks. It's about relationship with yourself. This is a book about life. And what I love about it is that it's a little book. And for me, that's the good stuff. We're not living in a time anymore where we need a 500-page book on simplicity. We need a little book that's going to tell us how it is, you know, tell us the baby's ugly, and then let us know how we can go about our lives and embrace the truth of our being. And again, thank you so much to John English for coming on the show. Folks, make sure you check out his website, MyDreamTimeLLC.com, MyDreamTimeLLC.com. And again, we just spoke with John English, internationally best-selling author of The Little Book on Relationship, How to Guide Your Life with Meaning, Purpose, and Power. So that's it, folks. It's Friday. What are you doing? What are you doing this weekend that's going to be different from yesterday, that's going to be different from last weekend? Live your life. Go from existing to living and do it today. Wake up. Do something different. Break it up. If you have that same crap, different day mentality, that has nothing to do with anything around you. It has to do with your mentality. You choose to do something different today. Today's a new day. Don't let your history interfere with your destiny. And thank you so much for listening to us. And thank you to Mitch Album and to John English for coming on the show today. Do something different, folks. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Don't forget our websites, thebettertoday.com, stevemaraboli.com. And, of course, every show we have ever done, close to 300 hours of radio, available 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. We'll see you next time.
Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.